Open your Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 11 for study number 106, please. This is a 15-minute audio Bible study commentary, which is entitled 1 Timothy, Study 106-Glorious Majesty. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 11. And it reads thus, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today for the privilege of being able to open the Word of God one more time this side of eternity. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us that which you want us to have, and you've spoken to our hearts so we might speak to the people today. I pray, God, in this study of 1 Timothy, God, that you'll enlighten our minds, revelate our heart, and, Lord, give us that which we stand in need of to apply, that we might be a blessing, a help, a strength, and encouragement to those that we come in contact with. Help us, Lord, to take the Word of God, and, Lord, may it multiply and grow and strengthen and encourage every single heart that listens to the message today. I pray you'd captivate our minds. Lord, captivate our heart, and may we listen to you as we never have before. And I pray, God, that what you say today, we might take it to heart and be exactly what you'd have us to be. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. Now, this study today, which is number 106, it will be the 8th study on verse 11 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. This will be the 7th study on the word glorious, which is found in this verse. There are two statements in this verse 11. Statement number 1 is according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God. Statement number 2 is which was committed to my trust. And these are separated by a comma. We'll repeat some of the information that we've given you in our life studies as a foundation and as a review for this lesson. These 15-minute Bible studies are designed to teach, to train, and to tell you of what God expects and desires of our Christian life. I do feel today that we're living far short of what God expects out of our lives. We as His people have been taken and are still taken today for granted what the Bible teaches us. Many things of what we have been told, we have let slip, and they just have gone over our head. We are just like our own little children that we've told what they are and should be doing when they just pay no attention to us and it falls upon a deaf ear, and then they fall flat on their face on down the road later. We pay God no attention, and then when we stumble, we cry out to Him for help in time of trouble that could have been avoided if we just only listened to the Holy Spirit of God through His Word in the beginning. Now, these lessons are designed to keep our thoughts on what we are to be doing in the work of God. Remember that the books of 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and the book of Titus are called the pastoral epistles, and are given to help us in guiding the church in the correct and right manner according to the Word of God. These studies are different from the average studies that we used to be doing down through the years of preaching, and that we'll stop every now and then and dig out these special words in the verses. And it seems like we get hung up on them, but they are for a purpose. This is something that the average pastor does not have time to do, or will not even take time to do sometimes. We are not trying to run rabbits or stretch out our studies, but to help give you a working knowledge of the Word of God. That is what we're looking to do in these studies. We have found that this has been a good way to acquire knowledge from the Word of God. We are trusting and relying on the hand of God and the Holy Spirit to direct our heart and our mind to give you something that will direct your heart and your mind as well. We are living in a time of great spiritual ignorance, as is seen all around us, even though we're living in an age of vast technology. With all that said now, We'll now start our study of number 106. We state again, as in a previous lesson or several lessons, that the word glorious found in our text verse is mentioned 44 times in the Bible. The word glorious means magnificent. It means wonderful, splendid, celebrated, or superb. We'll mention and point out a few Bible references to this word in this study. In our last study, which was study number 105, we mentioned the words glorious honor used in the Word of God. We will give you a listing of the glorious things we will expound on in our next lessons from the Bible. We will preach and teach on His glorious voice and His glorious arm as we finish up on this word glorious. We trust these lessons will bless you as they blessed us in studying them. This study is on the glorious majesty of the Lord. Now, the first mention of the word majesty is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 11. The Bible said, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all." Now, David the king here is exalting the King of all kings with this reference. David honors and exalts the Savior as majesty. Remember what God said about David in Acts chapter 13 and verse number 22. He said, "And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will." So David was called and said and told of the Lord that he was a man after God's own heart. It'd be wonderful if God could say that about you and me as well. Is the Lord Jesus a glorious majesty to you? Do you recognize him as royalty? And do you recognize him as majesty? David here in these verses says that the Lord is greatness. He says that he's power. He says that he is glory. He says that he is victory. Then he says that he is majesty. He is all of these and more. Our minds can't comprehend all that he is, and our tongues can't tell all that he is and what he does. What a God we have, and how humbling it is to realize that he lives in us through the person of the Holy Spirit every day of our lives. What a majestic God that can rule the universe and dwell in our small hearts. No wonder Paul said in Romans chapter 11 in verse number 33, "Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God." Then Paul goes on to say, "How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." He is beyond the reach. He's beyond the reach of our mind and of our comprehension. Praise be to God in the highest. We find another interesting reference to his glorious majesty in Psalm chapter 93 and verse 1. "The Lord reigneth," he says. "He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved." The psalmist here tells us that God is clothed with majesty. He is clothed with royalty, splendor, dignity, and grandeur. Thank God for his majesty. Notice this verse. It tells us three or four things. Number one, it tells us the Lord reigneth, and he does. Number two, it tells us that he is clothed with majesty, and he is. And number three, he tells us he is clothed with strength, and thank God for that. And then number four, he tells us he is in control of the universe. He is in charge. He keeps the universe running in harmony. He does not have to repair or tweak the universe to keep it on course. We're told that the world is established. That means that God is set up and settled the creation to operate the way it is supposed to operate on an eternal basis. Hallelujah. And thank God for that. Another reference to the glorious majesty is found in Psalm 145 in verse number 12. He said, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. The word majesty means dignity, grandeur, or royalty. The word majesty is recorded 29 times in the Bible. It is mentioned 4 times in the New Testament and 25 times in the Old Testament. Our reference here is magnifying Christ and placing upon him the majesty of a king and a kingdom. He is the king of all kings. He will be crowned as such in the end. He's not recognized as a king now, but you can rest assured, according to the word of God, he will be exalted as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Glory to God. What a time that will be. Now in Hebrews chapter 1 in verse 3, the Bible said, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. The apostle Paul is writing the book of Hebrews here, and he starts off magnifying God and the Son. In this verse, he honors God as majesty. Notice this word is in capital letters. It should be because it is a reference to God the Father. We also see that Christ is sit down at the right hand of God on high. If you look at this, you'll find that this is majesty sitting with majesty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And praise his name. We find another reference to this in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse number 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. What a Savior we have. He is majesty. He's not recognized as majesty on the earth today, by the majority that is. He is still hated and despised as he was when he walked upon the earth. But this does not change the fact of him today as being majesty. He's still rejected and cast to the side as he was when he walked upon this earth. But that don't change the fact that he's majesty. Amen. He still is. There's coming a day when the table will turn and he will be recognized by all that he is majesty. Thank God. Hallelujah. Now Jude refers to the Savior as majesty. In Jude chapter 1, only one chapter, of course, in verse 25, Jude said, to the only wise God, our Savior, says, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Now Jude here is doing what all of us believers should be doing. He's magnifying, he's exalting, he's bragging on, and even excited when he lifts up the Lord Jesus in this verse. He's worthy of our praise. We are to exalt and to magnify him on a continual basis. It is unfortunate that most of the time we're thinking about ourselves and not the Lord Jesus Christ. Our lives would run smoother and be more joyous if we praised him with our breath. After all, it's because of him we even have a breath. God tells us in Psalm 150 in verse number 6, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We have an awesome God. We have an awesome Savior. We have an awesome Holy Spirit to guide us. Majesty is to be honored, lifted, obeyed, and worshiped. When we see the Godhead as majesty, it will humble our hearts and bring us to our knees. We will have a holy desire to worship as never before. We will adore, honor, desire to be near Him and remain in His presence. We will feel comfortable in His house. We'll be comfortable studying His Word. We will be have a tremendous desire to study and a real want in our heart to read the Word of God. We'll be comfortable and have a desire to talk in prayer to Him. We will have a desire and can't help it attitude of witnessing and telling others of His majesty. Too many in our churches and so-called Christian circles do not look to God as majesty. They feel that there is no need to bow to Him. Jesus is royalty. We should respect Him that way. We are given a similar word that is given to the Lord Jesus Christ in Psalm 111, verse 9. He sent redemption unto His people. He had commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. His name is reverend. Many men like to carry that title, recognizing themselves as men of God. I do not like that title conferred upon me. Many have given that title to me, but I do not use it. The word reverend means worthy, hallowed, sacred, or holy. We may have some characteristics of that, but I'll tell you, there's none of us without sin. The Lord Himself is all of these, and therefore, He is reverend. Thank God for His majesty. I trust this number 106 has blessed you. God bless you. Amen and amen.